Desley Forster brought down Too Good to Refuse to line up in the Canterbury Stakes, and that was that real heavy 10-day at Randwick. Hey, Desley, did you bring this weather down from Brisbane?
I think I did, Andrew. It's still raining here now.
Are you in Brisbane now, are you?
No, I'm in Sydney.
You're in Sydney, yeah. It's extraordinary just how much rain we've had through the week, and let's hope, well, there's certainly no issue today with a soft five. The horse won't know itself coming off that heavy 10 the other day.
No, exactly. As I said, it was pretty wet for him the other day, and plus with the big weight and everything. So, yeah, no, it should be nice for him today at Newcastle.
Has this been a pick-out race that you had in mind going into the Canterbury Stakes?
Yeah. Always been judged at the Newcastle Newmarket, and then we'll assess him after that, yep.
Yeah. How do you think he's going then? Given the conditions of Randwick, do we go back to that form in Brisbane?
Oh, exactly. His run wasn't too bad the other day in Canterbury Stakes at Randwick. I said big weight and very heavy track. Said he got probably beat 8 lengths, but I said we were talking about taking on some very good Group 1 horses.
Yep.
So, but I said taking a very big great drop today and big weight drop, and he said hopefully a few things will fall into his favour today.
Yeah, exactly. He goes from the 59 down to the 54 under the conditions of this race, so 5 kilo. Corey Brown, and you've drawn right probably where you'd like to be?
Oh, barriers probably don't matter too much to him, Andrew. His pattern's usually to get back and get home, and so today we'll probably just ride him where let Corey ride him where he's happy to be, and hopefully he can get home and get out wide and get home well today.
Okay, all right, well, let's hope he runs well. How did Cylinder Beach come through the other day?
He's come through it really, really well. Everything's good. So I just want the weather to, hopefully it might dry out a bit more and hopefully it'll suit him a bit better.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, well, good luck today, Desley. I hope the horse runs really well for you. It's a significant race. And the good news is the track's a soft five. It's coped really well, the new track, and we're looking forward to the meeting.
Yeah, no, it'd be great to get out there. Good to have a look at the track and see what it's like.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Desley Forster joining us there. Now, just going back to Blackheart Bart, as I told you, it's been scratched from the Blamey by Darren Weir. Darren thinks it got cast in its box overnight. It's taken a substantial bit of skin off between its hock and its hip. They're hoping it's superficial, but obviously couldn't race tomorrow in the Blamey. He said to me, and he was asking me questions about races while we were discussing it, the horse... Look, if it recovers, there is a chance of next week in the Doncaster prelude, but only very sort of question mark at this stage. If he doesn't go to the Doncaster prelude, there's a big doubt on the Doncaster that he might freshen up for the Goodwood. Paddy Webster asked me about the weights in that Doncaster. The top weight has to be 57 at acceptance time. So if Blackheart Bart isn't there, Chautauqua would be the next horse and would go up half a kilo. So the weights would go up half a kilo with a 57 top required in the Doncaster. But we'll get through the next week with Blackheart Bart and see whether it does come to Sydney for the prelude next week. But at this stage, scratched from tomorrow.